Okay, so today I was hoping to share some thoughts on with you based on this Queen's birthday event I was down at in Wellington over the weekend. But it wasn't the sort of thing that I could fit into a short talk. So today I'm using something I've been saving up from a Tidings magazine and just modified it a bit. So let's get started. Breaking news. Did you hear that scientists have finally found the cause of global warming? The cause has been determined to be kindness. So, while it may seem like or sound like an odd opening for an exhort, kindness really can achieve much. So it's been said, just as the sun melts ice, kindness causes misunderstanding, mistrust, and hostility to melt away. So, the Apostle Paul, he describes the opposite of kindness in the third chapter of Colossians, which we've just read, and it says that now is the time to rid ourselves of such things as anger, malice, rage, slander, filthy language, and there's other words that he uses as well, and it causes us to consider our own behaviour. So, in our conversations, do we sometimes say things that we later regret? So, the easiest place for us to make that sort of mistake is when we say something to those that we're familiar with, our friends, our family, and people whose everyday kindness we take for granted. So, and here, in the Ecclesia of God, there are times when we believe our position on a matter, maybe it's being challenged, and there are times when we're wise to remember to be kind, and even more so if our position is a right position. Because even if we are right, we may sin in the way we treat those who have a different opinion than ours. So Paul tells us to clothe ourselves with kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And we should use these characteristics when we interact with others. So Paul, he also instructs us in Colossians 3 there to avoid foolish arguments, because we know that they can produce pointless quarrels. And Paul also says in verses 12 to 14 of the same chapter that instead we must be kind to everyone, able to teach and not resentful. We must gently instruct those around us in hopes that God will lead them to accept the truth. So in Proverbs 151 verse 4, we read that a gentle answer turns away wrath, and the tongue that brings healing is a tree of life, but a deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. So this proverb is just a reminder that we need to be careful with the way we use our words, especially because we speak the English language, the worst of all, and it's so easy to misunderstand things in person, let alone in letter, text, email. All the more reason just to think about our words before just saying the first thing that comes to our mind. I mean, I do it, it's all too easy. So Jesus came to preach and to care for the sick and for those in need. So we also must follow his lead and understand that we have no permission to crush. What have we got here? We have no permission to crush someone who is in need. And even if we think a person should be able to help himself and not really need our help, we still often need to give them a chance and take a positive action to help if we're able. So as with some of my other talks I've given in the Bay of Plenty, I'd normally have a bit of homework for you. A bit of a challenge, maybe. So as we go through the following week, let's consider the ways, our ways and our words, and put an emphasis towards kindness, and pray that each will be kind to each other, putting the interests of others before ours. Not an easy thing to do, but it's just as Scripture teaches us to do. So how do we really apply kindness or this part of Scripture to our lives? Our daily conversations. We often find ourselves, we're talking to others, and we're always talking about what we've done, how we feel, what interests us. That's okay, but often we need to regroup a little bit, because life is not supposed to be just about us. It's also about giving glory to God, of course, and praying that he will use us as instruments of his peace. Okay, so as much as possible, we're called to live at peace with one another and put the interests of others before our own. So the message, it's given in the Bible for the sole purpose, that we should heed its advice, because God knows how much we'll struggle with kindness at meetings, at work. In so many situations in life, we're often too quick to put forth our own opinions, often because we believe they're the right opinions, don't we? And we sort of forcibly push them out, and often we forget others. And again, even if we're right, we really need to tone down our thoughts often. And yes, we do need to share our thoughts, but often there's maybe a kinder way to do it, rather than just forcing it on others. Now, before you say it, yes, I know, I'm pushing my thoughts of kindness onto you. But I think you all know me well enough that I'm not targeting anyone here. In fact, I've copied this from a Tidings article. And I'm just sharing some points right from Paul's own writings. So if you've heard anything so far, have you heard anything so far that might change what you do this week? So the Bible, it's so full of examples about kindness, things we can consider. So my Sunday school class, over a month ago now, we looked at Naomi and Ruth. And it's such a good lesson for us because of all the instances of kindness that come up. So Naomi, she prayed that the Lord would deal kindly to her daughters-in-law, as they too were kind towards her. She cared so much for her daughters that she prayed, asking the Lord to treat them kindly. So this call to be at peace with each other, it's not an easy thing, is it? And often it means we've got to put in a lot of effort. We've got to actively go and seek out friends, family, brothers and sisters, and form a positive relationship. So know that it would be so much easier to just, for example, ignore them and say, well, if I leave them alone, they'll leave me alone. We'll be okay. But remember, Jesus taught us to proactively, we want to make peace with people rather than just avoiding issues. So in Matthew 5, Jesus tells us to leave the gift at the altar and go and make amends with our brother or sister before coming to God. So in the Old Testament, we also read about Joseph, a man that we know had every right to treat his brothers the same way they treated him. But rather, he told them not to fear. And as we're told in Genesis 50, that he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. And Joseph knew that God's purpose, it prevails over the evil ways of mankind. He had his mind set on things above, just like we read in Colossians 3. Joseph, he managed to overcome the natural desire to carry out hate towards his brothers who had wronged him. So Nehemiah, he also spoke of God's great kindness. If anyone should have lost patience with people, it was God. He had every right to give up on his people. But Nehemiah points out that he did not leave them. Nehemiah 9 verse 17. They refused to obey and were not mindful of the wonders performed among them. But they stiffened their neck and appointed a leader to return to their slavery in Egypt. But you are not a God ready to forgive, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. And God did not forsake them. So based upon this example, or examples like this all over the place, we can see that we must be kind to others and give them a chance. So a very practical example of kindness is simply listening to someone who needs to talk. I'm sure that most of us, we've been in situations before and someone else has just taken the time to listen to us. And so we want to just remember that kindness shown by others and try and pass it along when the chance comes up. So, kind of go back to that homework. If it happens in the following week, take a moment, stop and listen to someone who may need your attention. Sometimes even, we need to be proactive. And rather than just waiting for waiting for a call, interrupt or whatnot, instead we want to go out and we want to ask if they wish to talk about something, the things that may be troubling them. So, you all know the saying, hindsight is 20/20. And it's exactly the same with kindness. We can often miss opportunities. At night when you're sort of in bed, unwinding, maybe recapping on the thoughts of the day, you sometimes realise, hey, I missed an opportunity today. But thankfully, when we fail, we can trust in God and I repent. For he's merciful and has great kindness to us. And of course, nothing stops us going back the next day and seeking out the person we missed and maybe showing our kindness. So, finally, Jonah, he was certain that the people of Nineveh did not deserve God's kindness. But he shows otherwise. Jonah was shown otherwise in a big way. He was made to recognize that God judges people and that we should not judge others. We too must not condemn others with our words. So again, during the upcoming week, just give someone a chance, lend an ear, and be careful about the tone of voice. And just remember to encourage others, because we all, from time to time, we need this kindness. Our verse here from Luke 10, about the Good Samaritan. So a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where the man lay, that is the wounded man. He saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn, took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 coins and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, "Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back." Then Jesus said to them, "So which of these 3 do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?" And they said, "The one who showed him mercy." So Jesus said to him, "You go and do likewise." So we must remember to be kind to one another, just as a good Samaritan was kind-hearted and helpful. So Jesus, he tells us about the Good Samaritan for a reason. So just as Jesus told us, and like we've looked at several times already, as we approach the upcoming week, and really every week, we want to conduct ourselves with a bit of kindness by picking someone up who may be in need of it. And now, as we remember that one of the greatest actions of kindness, God sent his only son to be an example to us, and we now remember him as we look forward to the coming kingdom.